Can you describe the emotions of being drafted?
Definitely a lot of emotions. It's something I've dreamed of ever since I was a little kid. So to actually have that come true, all the hard work I put in, knowing that it paid off, is definitely a blessing.
For those who haven't seen you play, how would you describe your game and what you bring here?
My game, I have great balance, mix of power and speed, and I catch the ball well out of the backfield.
You a big Aaron Rodgers fan?
Oh, yes, sir, definitely. So it would be nice to be catching some balls from him and getting some handoffs from him. I looked up, and I know he's a great quarterback, so I'm definitely excited.
Were those checkdowns and screens or actual pass routes? Can you just describe your role in the passing game there?
I did it all, checkdowns, screens, down the field routes, corners, vertical routes, a little bit of everything.
Were you used in the slot at all? Did you motion out of the backfield much?
Yes, sir, and especially early on in my career, when I was splitting time at running back at UTEP, yes, sir, definitely.
How have you spent the day until now getting the call?
It was good. I was with family, friends, teammates, everybody who supported me since I've been playing football. And it was just a little anxious, but once I finally got the call, everybody erupted. I could barely hear them on my phone, but it was definitely exciting.
Did you have much contact with the Packers during this process?
Yes, sir. I had an official meeting with them, and they were at Pro Day, and that was about it.
You know Jamal Williams?
Yes, sir, I definitely do. We had the same agent, and I met him at the Super Bowl, and we became friends, and I'm excited to work with him as well. And the other backs there, I'm excited to learn from them.
What kind of combination do you think you two provide? How are you similar and different?
I feel like he's has more of a bigger back characteristics. I have smaller back characteristics. I'm a little bit faster than he is. He's bigger than me, of course, and I can catch the ball out of backfield. So a one-two punch, or three-headed monster, four-headed monster with the back that I already have, I'm just excited to get up there.
Did you play on the basketball team there?
Yes, I did, my freshman year.
What was that like, being a two-sport? I mean, that's obviously pretty rare.
It was definitely fun. Basketball, I played it all growing up. Actually took basketball more serious than I did football until I got to college. But it was definitely fun. It was a great experience being able to play two sports. Not too many athletes can say they were two-sport athletes, so I had fun doing it.
Does any part of that basketball stuff translate to football?
Oh, yes, sir. I definitely think it helps. Like speed and agility, use different muscles in basketball. And then when you get on the field, you can do some of the stuff you're doing on the court. And it definitely helps. I feel like playing any other sport helps when it comes back to football.
I'm guessing you've already sent out a congratulatory text to Jamal Williams today. Have you heard back from him since getting drafted?
Oh yes, sir. He told me thank you. He told me I was next to get drafted, and just ends up we were on the same team. So I'm gonna have to call him in a little bit and talk to him.
And how much did the ankle injury set you back in terms of your development and then going into your final year? How is it recovered?
I actually feel like it bettered me. I got time to get in the weight room, get a bigger, stronger, faster. And it showed that the next season when I was able to step back on the field, I gave it my all and my everything, and it definitely paid off. So everything happens for a reason, like I say, and me being injured, it happened for a reason to allow me to better myself.
Was there somebody, a coach or a mentor, or what made the difference to be able to have that senior year like that?
Coach Kugler, my head coach, my running back coach, I sat down with both of them. They just really told me what it's going to take if I want to play at the next level. And we sat down, went over the whole offense, showed how it was blocked up and everything. And when you can just sit down and understand the game, it helps you out a lot.
Was it a tough decision for him to come out, or did he prove enough in 16 to leave?
It definitely was tough. My brother, he's my twin brother. I played with him my whole life. So that was one of my hardest decisions, leaving him. But he told me, hey, it's been your dream since you were a little kid. So go live out your dream, and hopefully I'll be following you next year.
Hey, Aaron, when did you and Elvin actually start playing football, and is that going to be strange at all not having him with you at this level?
We started playing football at the age of five, and our first team were actually the Packers. So I thought that was pretty cool. I played for them and got to start off my career, started off my football career with them, and I get to start off my NFL career with the Packers. So thought that was pretty cool. What was the second part of the question, sorry?
Just if it's going to be different not having him with you next year after obviously spending so much time together.
It's going to be a lot different, but I'm got used to it when I left to go train and stuff like that. We always talk and everything like that. So it's definitely going to be okay. He's definitely going to be up there a lot to visit me.
Was that Pop Warner where you were with the Packers?
Yes, sir. Well, we played in a league in Clarksville, Tennessee. It wasn't Pop Warner, but it was City League.
Your parents are in the military. Did you move around a lot?
Yes, sir, I did. Moved from Germany born in Savannah, Georgia, moved to Germany, Tennessee, Virginia, then El Paso.
How difficult was that as a kid? I'm sure you had a lot of friendships that got split up because of that, but maybe gained a bunch of friends along the way.
Yes, sir, but you make lifelong friends through the process, and I definitely have a lot of friends I can count on now. That is one of the harder things, though, splitting from your friends that you've grown to love and then having to go make a new group of friends. But it's something I'm used to, so it's not a problem for me.
How long were you in Germany?
From when I was 2 to 5, moved to Tennessee when I was 5.
Have you had much experience as a returner?
In high school I did, and at UTEP I was a backup, but then I took over the starting role, so they didn't let me return anything.